Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called Doing a Mitzvah Saves a Life. And the story goes like this. One Friday, during the imprisonment of a certain Rebbe, this was the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. Why was he in prison? Of course, he didn't do anything wrong. But he was living in a very, very mean country called the Soviet Union. And there in the Soviet Union, one was not allowed to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs freely the way we can in this country. And therefore, the previous Rebbe was considered the big enemy of this mean government because he kept teaching people Torah and doing mitzvahs and making yeshivas and shuls and mikvahs. So eventually he was put into prison, and they said that they were going to, chas v'shalom, punish him with the worst punishment there could be. But while he was in prison, one time, they allowed his Shabbos clothes to be brought for him to wear. After putting on the Shabbos clothes, the Rebbe checked the pockets to make sure they were empty, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, that before putting on our Shabbos clothes, or when we put on our Shabbos clothes, we should check the pockets and make sure that there's nothing in there and that we might accidentally carry them in the street on Shabbos or outside into a place where we're not allowed to carry. So he checked the pockets. As soon as the Rebbe put his hand into the pocket, he found a little envelope. What was his envelope? It was an envelope with a letter which had come a week before, just before the mean policeman had arrested the Rebbe. And this letter had been mailed to the Rebbe from another Jew who was keeping Torah mitzvahs, and it had information in there that the Rebbe would have been punished for if they found it. Of course, it wasn't bad information. It was about Torah and mitzvahs. But because it was such an evil government who wanted to stop all the Torah mitzvahs, therefore they would arrest him if they found out about this letter. And they would have punished him, chas v'shalom, God forbid, much worse than they did. Quickly, the Rebbe destroyed the letter, and this saved him from having worse trouble with the people who ran the prison. Of course, he had already very, very, very terrible trouble. They were very, very, very mean to him. But they would have been even meaner if they had found this letter. So what do we see? That because the Rebbe was doing a mitzvah, he was following what the Code of Jewish Law says to check the pockets. When we put on our Shabbos clothes to make sure there's nothing in the pockets, that miraculously saved him from a lot more trouble. And this is the way Torah mitzvahs works. Because when we learn Torah and do mitzvahs, we are really connecting with Hashem. Therefore, it can happen that many, many wonderful things will take place because of learning the Torah and doing mitzvahs, because we're connecting with Hashem. Thank you for joining the story of the day.